Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Ms. Creamer?
This is she.
Hey, this is Nina Knight from Family First. How are you?
I'm fine, yourself.
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking. So I am calling because I just need a little bit more information from you on what are you observing being at Mrs. Deborah Lewis' home.
Oh,
Okay.
God.
Okay. So quick question. If these hours could be split, what would be an idealistic schedule for you if more hours for her opens up?
I can do from 9 to whatever,
Nine AM
whatever.
would be a start time. Okay. Start time. Okay. Until, okay, got it. And this would be 7 days a week?
Yes, ma'am.
7 days. All right, got you. Okay. So first and foremost, just tell me a little bit about how's the client, her mental state, her physical state.
Her mental state, I don't know what type of medication she's exactly on, and I don't really know too much about like her medical history. So, but she seems like she's always sleeping, like always not in and out.
Okay, sleeping.
So I see like one of her arms be like shaking, her right arm, it be shaking all the time. So I was like, I wasn't too sure if she had had a stroke before. And then like when I kind of asked her, she was like, she didn't really know or whatever. She can't like with the washing at all, like, cause one of her, like I said, the one hand, it like dangles, which is her right hand. So she can't really
So she
do
is
nothing for
impossible
herself.
for her to, yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and then I guess she don't be knowing that she be on the edge of her bed like that or whatever, because when I came in not yesterday, day before yesterday, she was like really like on the edge. Like if she would have just turned, she would have been on the floor. So I had to like use my knees and tell her like I'm gonna have to sit you up and then you had to sit back. And that's what I'm saying. Like the son is like he was there that day. And it was like I didn't understand why he didn't move his mom over. And so I was talking to Ms. Myra earlier because like I said, it's just I didn't understand like how he was her aide and you never watched, because the way he acts and she don't like to be naked around him and stuff, that goes to tell me that you have never washed your mom up since
Yeah,
you've been her aide.
yeah, yeah.
And then she's raw, she her hemorrhoids done dropped down, she got boils down there in her private area and stuff, and she like was just like when I got her, like I had to like submerge her in the tub of water because she just was I wouldn't have been able to handle her with just her getting in the shower like that or
Gotcha.
whatever. So it was bad. And then the other day, what was that Monday, she told me that she went out and she I guess she be passing out, blacking out or something, because she went out by herself or whatever, and she blacked out in the middle of Broad Street. A car ended up like honking, and that's when she came through, and the man was telling her to get out the middle of the street. She was in her
Okay.
like her electrical chair
Gotcha.
or whatever. I don't know. It's a ooh. It just seems like it's a lot. It's a lot, and everything like everything she was doing for herself. So, and I had a conversation with her yesterday because she tried to say like, well, it was all about communication. My son didn't know, because this was after the guy from Family First that came out there and told her that
Yeah,
he was
thank
doing an
you.
investigation on her son or whatever. So then that's when she was like, oh, well, I'm gonna have to have a conversation with Travis, this, that, and the third, or whatever. Oh gosh, I've lost train of thought without
That's okay. Tell me what the apartment as far as
so it's an efficiency.
Okay, efficiency apartment, okay.
Yeah. She has
So
a
if it's
bed
efficiency, where do Travis sleeps?
in the bed right next to, like, in another bed right next to his mom.
Okay, is that like a blow up bed or is another like
It's a,
some?
it actually it's a futon, but I have never
Okay.
seen it in a futon position since it's just always been laid out as a bed. That's how I knew that he lived there.
Got you.
And that's what I understand. Like, she don't. She and so again, I'm coming at 4, and when I'm coming in at 4, her pull up will be like so soiled. And I'm thinking because, like, she won't even use the commode that's right there. The commode mm-hmm. is right there next to her bed. Mm-hmm. She won't even get up and use that if he's in the room.
Gotcha. Yeah, this can be an issue. Okay.
And I, like I had told them the first time, I believe, like, she's scared of him.
Yeah.
And because, like, she'll be talking. And then, like, if he come in, she'll be like, be quiet or tell me to be quiet and, like, or start looking around before she starts talking to me and telling me stuff or whatever. And I'm just like, and when I, like, the first day that I had came or maybe the second, she was telling me that she had this doctor's appointment on the first or whatever. And she had wanted me to go with her or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but, and I guess later on that night, she had a conversation with her son. Mm-hmm. And she told her son that I wanted to go to the doctor, and he got mad at her. So I don't know what happened in there, but she was just like, when I got to work the next day, she was like, oh, I'm going to have to talk with you. Travis said that you can't go to the appointment with me, and my house was in an uproar last night, and this is then the third. So I just was like,
and
all
do
right.
Do you know when is this appointment?
This doctor's appointment is on October the 1st. She did have a dentist appointment today. Or whatever, but she told me, I just found out about that yesterday, but I know this doctor's appointment she has is on October the 1st.
Did she give you a time?
She didn't give me a
time. All right, don't worry about it.
She didn't give me a time.
Okay, how is the apartment? Is it, do it look like light housekeeping organization? Is set up like a regular routine of, you know, keeping it nice and tidy.
Yeah. Now the apartment is not dirty at all. The apartment is just it's just a lot of stuff in there because it's both of them in there, and it's
right.
It's just like she can't even use her walker. Like if that all that stuff
around.
Wasn't in there,
gotcha.
She would be able to move around her apartment safely. But okay. She cannot move around her apartment safely because she can't even use her walker in there. Because, like, I'll be having to hold her hand and walk her to the bathroom because she can't. If that bed needs to be for, like, all this stuff that he got, a guitar. Like, it's just a lot. It's a lot.
Okay. And she can't use.
But as far as clean-wise, like I said, it looks, it's clean. You know, it's like she's been here since 2014, granted. But, like, when I first came there, I don't know where her food issue was, like, when she got food skills, but there was barely any food in the refrigerator. And then that's when the next day, that's mm-hmm. when she went out shopping, and he didn't take, like, she went out shopping by herself.
So
when I got to work,
gotcha.
He was there, and she was going.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Oh, that's what she was trying to tell me, that it was about communication, that he didn't know that he was supposed to be doing that stuff. Like, she was doing her own laundry. She, like, she told me all this out of her own mouth. She was doing her own laundry. She was like, people in her building was asking her, like, you don't have an aide? And she told them, like, well, yeah, my son is my aide. And they was like, you're not.
Well, why he's like, not. Right. Yeah. No, makes sense.
Like, yeah. No, and so when she tried to tell me, like, oh, it was all about communication. Like, he didn't know he had to do that stuff. I said, well, what did he think he was getting paid to do? To just live here with you? Because you're going to
know that
your
because he took the competency test to know these things that is required to provide care for seniors.
And that's what I told him. I said, and also when he clocked in and out, like, there's a thing, a test that they took.
Yep.
So don't tell me that he didn't know that he had to do that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, she just, that's her only child or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I could tell there's some, like, mental issues there with her
right.
and him or whatever. But she just, every time he said, like, she'll just come back with a, like, she just try to take up for everything that he does.
Gotcha.
And that's why, I like, the man was trying to explain to her from Family First when he came out there the other day, like, you can't be letting your son make these decisions. Like, you have to make these decisions for yourself. You understand? Because then that's when he was like, because if you're telling your son you don't want him to go here and go there with you, then your insurance company will just snatch you out because you're making it seem like you're so independent.
Yeah.
Or they'll put you in a nursing home.
Yep.
And then that's mm-hmm. when she was like, oh, well, I don't want that. So then she tried, and that's when she tried to tell him, like, well, oh, my son getting better. And that's when I had to tell her, like, well, because I was about to walk away while they was talking. But she was like, no, don't go nowhere. And that's why I know, like, she's scared to say. She just wants somebody else to speak for her, but she's scared to say. Because she was like, no, don't go nowhere. So then when she tried to tell the man that, oh, her son was doing good, I said, oh, well, is he really? I said, because didn't you tell me that you, like, woke up in the middle of the street, of Broad Street today? Like, So gotcha. How is that him getting better? And these people is still talking, have been having conversations with him, and the same stuff is occurring. So right. I don't understand what she thought was getting better, but.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much for all your input.
No problem. No problem. All
right. And if there's any other additional information I need, I will definitely give you a call.
No problem, Ms. Dina.
All right. You take care.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.